This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast from my flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America. And special thanks go out to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our Border Patrol and 911 dispatchers for their service to America, and thank you to all of them for keeping us free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance and janitorial workers, the mechanics keeping things running, construction workers, bulk mail centers, thanks for all that you do to keep America rolling along. Don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Take advantage of all the different things that are over there that we have to offer. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com is with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
We have a question from the one, the only, Backgammon Bob. Bob, take it away.
Hello, Blondie.
Good morning.
Hey, this is about, the question is who do we really want to not have nuclear weapons, North Korea or Iran? And I think North Korea is not run by ideology, maybe just merging with South Korea. While Iran has tremendous ideology, they seem to want to destroy Israel, and they might also be using nuclear weapons as a hostage to further their terrorist ambitions. Anyway, that is about it.
Okay, thanks, Bob, and we'll answer the questions. Let me start with the stated goal of Iran. It is to not necessarily destroy Israel, but to drive them out of the region, correct?
Yeah, but here's North Korea and Iran's nuclear program have a lot of connective tissue.
Mm-hmm.
And we really can't forget about that. There's an awful lot of Iranian scientists that hang out in North Korea and help out, and conversely, the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So there really can't be a lot of distinction that goes on there. Mm-hmm. And I would also argue, interestingly enough, with the two missiles that were launched yesterday
mm-hmm.
and the handful that were launched a few days prior to that,
mm-hmm.
It looks like, I can't speak to the ones in the previously, but the ones yesterday were otherwise known as Icelanders, which are Russian missiles.
Yeah.
And it's interesting that little Kim had just met with Putin in Vladivostok.
Right.
So, there's more to that story. I don't know what it is. But it's just way too convenient, I would say, that just a couple of days after Lil Kim meets with Putin, that these missiles go off.
Yeah, you get a couple of toys to play with.
So I don't know if there was some kind of delivery thing or they already had them or what. But on the heels of those being launched by North Korea, the U.S. Navy tested from the USS Rhode Island
mm-hmm.
a unarmed Trident II off of Cape Canaveral,
mm-hmm.
and it flew about 7,000 miles.
Wow!
Right. We also had the one that that kind of went in succession. We also had the one that was launched at Vandenberg.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we didn't launch from Vandenberg or Cape Canaveral because of North Korea. It we couldn't react that fast, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, and I know this doesn't have anything to do with missiles, but I understand that the laser technology is moving along very rapidly, and some of it has been deployed for testing on board some of our Navy ships, and what they would use the laser for is incoming missiles, direct a laser at it, and destroy them in the atmosphere somewhere.
Okay.
Well, I heard about that yesterday. As a matter of fact, it's not publicly put out there, but it's known by a lot of people that this is in fact going on right now. The Navy is testing this, and to that I say that's a good thing. And of course, I am talking post to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Run over there and sign up for her daily sit rep and find out all the great things that are going on. Not to be outdone. Of course, the additional sanctions that went on with Iran for the, let's see, the iron, the aluminum, and the ore that they were shipping out of there.
North Korea.
China. The sanctions went into place, and the additional tariffs went into place at 12:01 a.m. Eastern Time. I believe it's $200 billion. Is that the number I hear?
Yeah, and there's, I forget the number, 6,000 items.
Uh-huh.
No. All kinds of things that were in there. It wasn't...
Right.
Yeah, I mean, it was a pretty wild list.
Now, the stock market will probably go bonkers for a day or two or three, depending on what happens, but then I think it'll settle down a little bit. It was way off a little earlier. The futures were way in the red, but we'll just have to wait and see what happens. But eventually, things will kind of calm down again, I think.
Yeah, I was having it was on a real roller coaster anyway, and took a big hit yesterday because you know, the talks the Chinese had shown the delegation showed up and we didn't get anywhere. So
mm-hmm.
We'll see.
So, well, when we come back, we're going to be talking about whatever in the hell it is that Senator Richard Burr, the chairman of the Senate Intel Committee, is up to. By subpoenaing Don Jr. Now, it may not be what it sounds like. Denise has a little bit of scoop on this, so we'll let you know, and we'll be right back. Go ahead, Kathy.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendabite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and this portion of the program is brought to you by the USCCA. Now, not only do their members have the peace of mind of knowing they're protected against crushing legal fees, they also get access to exclusive world-class training. A lot of different training videos, a lot of different Facebook page events that go on, and private conferences they have where you can sign in and go with a computer and learn all sorts of different things so you can carry with confidence and know that you've got life-saving training and education on your side, because they know and you know we live in a world where being forced to act in self-defense is a clear and present reality, and nobody should have to go it alone. So drift down over to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Click on the USCCA logo link that's there, the red, white, and blue link. Take a look at what being a member could do to help you. And remember, if you join, you're going to get $474 worth of free stuff in doing so. Plus, you'll get that great award-winning Concealed Carry magazine every month. It's won awards 2 out of the last 3 years, and you'll be able to get more than just guns in there and ammo. You'll be able to get hunting, fishing, and RVing, too. It's an outdoor-type magazine. All right. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is with us. Hello.
Hello.
Anderson Cooper had an interesting guest yesterday called Adam Schiff, and here's what the two of them had to chat about.
What's your reaction to this extraordinary move by the Republican-led Senate Intelligence Committee to subpoena Donald Trump Jr.?
Well, it's impressive that on a bipartisan basis they want to bring Don Jr. back before the committee. And I think it's an indication that they have serious questions about his prior testimony, or that new facts have shed light on the need to ask additional questions. Given that Don Jr. refused to testify before the special counsel, I wouldn't be surprised if he tries to obstruct the Senate investigation as well.
You see bringing him before your committee as well, or would you like to?
You know, we are discussing which witnesses we need to have come back. Obviously, we brought Michael Cohen back before the committee. He added a lot of important information and insights we didn't have before. He was able to tell us why he testified falsely the first time he came before the committee, and gave us a great many additional leads. Some of his testimony did also call into question whether we needed to bring Don Jr. back, but we have yet to make that decision.
Okay, now last night on Hannity, they had Greg Jarrett. They had a panel going on back and forth. They also had Ken Starr on there, and you heard what they said. But then you told me something during the break about this, and your thought on this was what?
Well, Don Jr. did not refuse to testify, give testimony to the Mueller team. That's the first mistake from the
Correct.
But anyway, according to Rubio, Rubio is saying, well, just hold on, everybody, because this is really a misunderstanding. And by the way, this subpoena is really not new. It went out a couple of weeks ago, apparently.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But it is more to do with the way the agencies treated this whole the way that our agencies treated and performed during this probe,
mm-hmm.
and it's not really anything else. So it is not a prosecutorial subpoena. It's more of an investigative subpoena.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, Burr and Rubio are not out to get Donald Jr. by a long stretch. So I think they're negotiating this thing, and there will likely just be some written questions, and Jr. will do it on an interrogatory basis and not a full panel.
Yeah, and he offered to answer questions in writing. I heard that.
Correct. And so they interviewed McConnell, and McConnell's not worried about it either. So, I mean, it's the left that are trying to, you know, add gasoline to this fire, and there really isn't going to be any fire.
Now, I normally don't do this, but I do not watch CNN, but I do get the audio clips to play. And Jerry Nadler, the gift that keeps on giving, and by the way, years ago, he was as bad as he is today. He just had a little different way of going about things. They used to call him the little fat man in New York until he had that surgery to lose a bunch of weight. But anyway, he was on with Don Lemon, and here's what they had to say.
The president also does not want his tax returns to be turned over, and you heard that obviously they're not going to do it. The New York Times yesterday revealed that they got 10 years of his tax returns and that he lost $1 billion or more within a decade. What do you, is that even more evidence or reason that you want to see all this information from the President of the United States? What did you think of that?
Well, it seems to be very well sourced and it's very revealing. But, of course, what it shows is that the President is a total liar and a two-bit con man. But those of us who knew him in New York knew that for many years. People wouldn't deal with him and knew that you couldn't believe a word he said. Knew that banks wouldn't lend the money except for Deutsche Bank, which is an interesting question why they were an exception. But it doubles down on the reasoning for asking for his tax returns. But again, here, it's not a question of a subpoena. The law says that the Ways and Means Committee may request anyone's tax returns, and when they do, the IRS must supply it. And Secretary Mnuchin, by saying, I'm not going to supply it, is just breaking the law. And there's no excuse. He doesn't even say, I'm breaking the law. Actually, he says they don't have a legitimate legislative purpose. But that.
Now, I'm going to stop it there because that's about enough of Nadler. Does he not know the law himself, that he's quoting the law that's not exactly the way he just quoted it?
I don't know what the law says, though I really can't speak to it when it comes to this. But quite actually, when it has something to do with the New York Times getting a hold of, you know, 25, 30-year-old tax returns is nothing new. Trump, many years ago, got on television and actually complained about how he had lost money.
Sure.
So, I mean, none of this is new. I mean, the guy filed for bankruptcy, what, four times?
Yep, in 2004. Okay. Yep, was the last time. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, you know, the other thing, too, is you cannot fault Trump for losing money and taking tax write-offs and depreciation. If you even go back to the debates, he admitted it. But that's what the tax code allowed.
That's correct. And one other little thing, okay, back in 2004 was when Atlantic City went belly up with the casinos, and the only casino that was left standing was Donald Trump's, and he couldn't withstand the economic turn that they had there, and then he went belly up too. But, as you said, he declared bankruptcy, he reorganized, and he came back stronger than ever, which is exactly what happened. And what you're referring to was lead into The Apprentice, where he talks about having his run of bad luck and losing $1 billion. He actually said that on his intro to The Apprentice.
Well, the other piece is and I barely remember this going back an awful lot of years, is he made a bid, or in fact did buy, I've long since forgotten, your listeners may figure it out, but was it Eastern Airlines, their shuttle?
I believe so, yep.
Mm-hmm. He was buying that, and,
yep.
You know, that didn't turn out in his favor either.
No, because
then,
Eastern Airlines went bankrupt.
Well, but the shuttle piece was a separate entity.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think the other one was where he was going to buy the Buffalo Bills.
Yep.
And,
mm-hmm.
You know, he lost some money on that one. So,
yep.
You know, you... Whatever. I mean, you know, the whole thing is like nuts.
It is, and they're crying over spilled milk. And again, Nadler's got it half right when he starts talking about this, that, and the other. And, you know, the two-bit tin man, con man, and all that in New York for years was Jerry Nadler.
Okay.
Whatever they accuse people of doing, you need to turn right around and take a look at them, because they're the ones that were doing what they're accusing the other people of doing, and especially in Nadler's case. Chuck Schumer's another one when he gets started. He's got quite a little interesting background on him when he was a congressman.
Well, I mean, Nadler is a lawyer. Was a lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
He hadn't practiced in 30 or 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
Whether he still maintains his law license, I don't know. But I don't know what kind of law he practiced either. But whatever it was, he decided to give up law to go do lawmaking.
Mm-hmm.
Which kind of tells you that, you know, maybe this old boy wasn't as legally savvy as a law license would profess him to be.
Yep, you got it. And here comes the music, and we will talk to you tonight on the weekend show, so you have yourself a great day and stay dry.
Yes, sir.
All righty, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go over there, sign up for the great articles that she writes, and then you'll know what's going on when she knows about it. And I'll be right back with more. Our next military and veterans news segment coming right up here in the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
New this hour, we learned President Trump will nominate Patrick Shanahan to the position of Defense Secretary. He's been serving as acting Pentagon chief since the resignation of James Mattis. Vice President Mike Pence in Minnesota. He says the U.S. negotiating hard with China when it comes to trade. Tariffs with China set to increase. Here's the Vice President.
There's a Chinese delegation at the White House negotiating to level the playing field and open the doorway to more American products and free, fair, and reciprocal trade with China. The truth of the matter is the days of undermining American manufacturing and undercutting American workers are over.
Taking a look now at Wall Street, the Dow down almost 139 points, the Nasdaq down almost 33 points, and the S&P 500 down almost 9 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tired of overpaying for the little blue pill? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in the blue pill. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results for less than $2 per pill, and again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of the little blue pill. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-365-6017 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-365-6017 and get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this, so call 800-365-6017 now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Indeed, it is time for our military and veterans news report for this hour. Brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Now, the National Aviation Academy has two locations to serve you. One right here in our backyard, Clearwater, Florida, and the other one up in Concord, Massachusetts, a suburb of Boston. And here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, I've got a message for my listeners at MacDill Air Force Base right here in Tampa and the dozens of other bases across the United States of America where our radio show is heard. There is an important date coming up. It is Friday, May 31st. That's the next start date for the National Aviation Academy classes that are going to be offered here in Clearwater, Florida, and Concord, Massachusetts, a suburb of Boston. Now, you've been hearing me talk about them for years. NAA has helped hundreds of veterans make the transition to an aviation career in the private sector, and they have a team of specialists that can help you with your career separation plan, too. Now, the top 10% in aviation maintenance make well over $80,000 a year. So what
are you waiting for? For more information on their statistics and upcoming classes, go to the website naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Or give them a call at 800-659-2080. The number again, 800-659-2080. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. That'll give you the white gloves treatment when you schedule a tour and find out what they're all about. Now, the Army, the next step for the Army Security Force Assistance Brigades might be nearly identical. The next deployments could actually have a radically different makeup of personnel and a type of mission. Now, some of these forces could be going down along the southern border with Mexico to help out the Border Patrol doing some of the jobs that they do, short of actually making arrests on the border, but certainly guarding the detainees and transporting them back and forth where they need to go, and medical treatments and whatnot, and certainly that sort of thing. So we'll see where that goes. By the way, the Army is growing its force in the Pacific region, keeping rotational forces there longer, with plans to increase the number of soldiers that they send, and soon beginning a new division strength rotation with thousands of soldiers going for short-term deployments over in the Pacific region. That, of course, is because the mission is changing with China right now being the forte, if you will. By the way, Congressman Duncan Hunter says that footage that he's seen from the Navy SEAL and other Navy SEALs helmet cams exonerates the accused Navy SEAL, and he vows to seek a pardon with President Trump over the whole situation if he's found guilty of murder in the stabbing of an Iraq war prisoner. Because this helmet cam showed up the other day, and it apparently vindicates and confirms everything that Navy Chief Petty Officer Eddie Gallagher has had to say. And you remember I reported on the Navy Command Master Chief who instructed sailors that we're going to have the Vice President board their ship to clap like we're in a strip club ahead of the speech from the Vice President? And then he tendered his resignation in the blowback that followed. Well, he's now getting support from the national political and media figures as to, hey, he didn't do anything out of the way. Besides that, that's a fairly common remark to make if you've been aboard a Navy ship and know anything about what happens when a ship puts to port overseas somewhere. But anyway, and then the president the other night, when he was here in Florida, he actually toured Tyndall Air Force Base and got a look at the recovery efforts and the lingering damage that's there, vowing to put Tyndall back into full service with not only F-22s but also F-35s there as well. The Air Force also said it will begin using a streamlined promotion recommendation form for officers beginning this September to make it easier for officers to get promoted up the ladder. And the commanding officer for the Camp Pendleton, California-based 1st Reconnaissance Battalion was relieved of command, a lieutenant colonel, relieved of command after another complaint came in about him for the way that he was treating his Marines. That's all I know. Now, for decades, the Marines, who were tasked with the job of building anti-terrorism plans for their events, unit events, be it training, a Marine Corps birthday ball, or a charity 5K race on their base, had to fall back on brief standardized training and had little, if any, way to access up-to-date information on potential threats. Well, now, intel has been amplified, and they are getting all the top intel that they can to properly provide security for events like what I just displayed. By the way, four Hawaii-based MV-22B Ospreys island hopped their way home across the Pacific Ocean this month. Just the third time the tilt rotor aircraft has made the long over-the-ocean journey, according to Marine Corps. They went from Hawaii all the way over to Okinawa, and then from Okinawa all the way back to Hawaii. And the Coast Guard's next icebreaker is going to be based on a German research vessel. It will feature a unique Finnish propulsion design and is driven by American diesels, so says shipbuilder V.T. Haller Marine. Can't wait to see that ship. And the Air Force stated its intent to sole source the A-29 Super Tucanos from Sierra Nevada Corporation and Embraer, but a similar solicitation for Textron's AT-6 Wolverine will be forthcoming and announced at a later date. Also, Saab, remember them? The car dealer out of the car manufacturing plant out of Sweden? Well, Saab does more than cars. Saab is going to build an aircraft plant. Swedish aircraft manufacturer Saab is going to build a TX production facility in West Lafayette, Indiana. That's up by you, Dan, where it will manufacture its portion of the Air Force trainer jet it's developing with Boeing. That was announced yesterday. How about that? Saab is in the aircraft business. And good news, reported on this briefly, good news, the House Committee on Veterans Affairs sent 18 bills to the full House Wednesday, including legislation to address veteran suicides, create a fourth administration at Department of Veterans Affairs, and extend benefits to the Blue Water Navy veterans, finally, after all this time. By the way, veterans, the Department of Veterans Affairs has notified veterans in several states that the address the agency has on file for them may have been incorrectly changed. So they may not have your correct address. You want to make sure if there's any doubts that you get a hold of them and get signed up. By the way, the acting Pentagon Secretary, Mr. Shanahan, has now been nominated to be the full-time chief of the Pentagon. The former Boeing head now will be the next chief, defense chief, replacing James Mattis, General James Mattis. So we'll see how all that works out. And don't forget, here in the program, we have a lot of things that we talk about every night, none of which is the least important as the other, because we watch for breaking news all night long. And that's kind of where we're going here in the next segment with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. He'll be coming in because there's been some interesting developments financially, and we're going to get his idea on some things there. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us, what's on your mind?
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the captain himself, Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, guys, and we appreciate that. And this is the Captain's America Third Watch, and apparently Chris is taking the day off because he hasn't called in. So we'll go it alone here. Now, yesterday, stocks took a dive as the trade tariff deadline loomed. As far as what's going to happen today? I'm going to go over here right now, and I'm going to take a look at the futures and see what I can tell you is going on. This is early, of course, and these are the futures, and it doesn't really mean much of anything. But it looks like as if everything's in the red right now. Dow futures are down 57. That's not too bad. NASDAQ futures are down 13.25. That's not too bad. And Standard & Poor's futures are down 7.87. That's not too bad. So we'll just sit back and we'll just wait and see what happens. Now, as far as investing, you know, people, and you hear this all the time, people should invest long term, not just throw it in there for 5 minutes and wait and see what happens next. Also, Uber priced their blood blockbuster, United Uber Technologies, priced its initial public offering on Thursday at $45 a share to try to raise some $8.1 billion. That's Uber. We'll see how that works out. And did you know that the coast-to-coast demise of traditional brick-and-mortar stores has slowed down somewhat because there are some stores that are not, they're defying the online retail onslaught to where you got to have an online presence and you got to sell it this way and it's got to be the Amazon approach and all that sort of stuff. Well, one of the stores that's doing quite well without it, thank you very much, is Kohl's. And yes, that's the same outfit that's out of Wisconsin, Kohl's. So how about that? Now, also, the co-founder of Facebook, Chris Hughes, yesterday called for the breakup of Facebook and to have them come under stricter rules and regulations because of the rules that they were operating under, which was actually causing freedom of speech rules and whatnot to be violated, in this Chris Hughes' opinion. Now, Facebook right away rejected the co-founder's breakup call, and a senator right away turned around and said, well, nope, we need to have an antitrust probe here because they have a lockup on the industry. And we'll see what happens there. Now, Disney, which is a very big company, has reassured their investors that their new streaming that they're going to be doing won't break the bank and it'll become a very profitable venture for them. Well, it probably will. Most anything Disney has done has made money, so I don't have any reason to doubt that. And Amazon is going to boost quality control after they were found to be selling toxic kid products that they should have known better about. Wow. Unbelievable. And remember AOC, the gift that keeps on giving? Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Well, she is now seeking a 15% limit, maximum limit, on credit card rates for credit cards. Credit card companies will not be able to charge more than 15%. That may be a good thing, too, but most credit card companies have a way of charging a lot more if you run the bill up, that is. By the way, did you hear about House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and a comment she made, which was rather ridiculous? She said, "We are a superior branch of government in the House of Representatives. We control everything in the House of Representatives." No, you don't. She also said they control all the finances in the House of Representatives. Well, actually, they don't, because, you see, whatever they put through the House, it's got to go to the Senate to be approved, too. They may originate the budget bills and all that, but then the Senate has to agree with it. So they're not quite as uppity as they think they are. And she also spoke up yesterday talking about the contempt of Attorney General William Barr and said there may be additional contempt citations coming against other members of the Trump administration. Okay, fine, whatever. By the way, AOC had a tweet about abortion the other day, and a gal by the name of Lila Rose challenged AOC's abortion tweet by saying, "A lot of women support these life-saving laws. Join us." No response back from AOC just yet. And Congressman Andy Biggs told the House Judiciary Dems that you've already filed articles of impeachment. Now act on them, get it over and done with so we can move on with the business of the Congress. That's not a bad idea. Let them do what they need to do and then get shot down again because it won't go anywhere in the Senate. By the way, Senator Cory Booker, wow, talking about abortion, he said aborting a baby with a heartbeat is health care. Okay. And Bernie Sanders, you've heard about the rift between the Uber and the Lyft drivers. Now, he says, and I quote, they are not independent contractors. They deserve rights and benefits. Well, Bernie, you haven't read the contract, or you would have known better. Uber and Lyft drivers are independent contractors, and they sign a contract as an independent contractor. They know they are. The company doesn't have to give them anything if they don't want to, but most companies do, even trucking companies to their owner-operators. They give them the opportunity to buy health insurance and even motor vehicle insurance and cargo insurance at reduced rates because of the discounts they get because of all the different vehicles that the company has involved working for them. So maybe that's something that Uber could do, similar to that. That would make perfect sense to me. Whether or not they do it or not, who knows? And then also we heard about the border, the month of April. 109,144 people were apprehended and deemed inadmissible at the southwest border, California, Arizona, New Mexico, and West Texas in April of this year, up 113.3% from April of 2018. How about that? How about that? Isn't that something? And then they say we don't have a crisis on the border. Yeah, sure. Sure. We most certainly do. And we need to do something about it sooner rather than later. Now, the folks that don't remember Donald Trump from years ago, I'm going to play this on the way out so that you remember it on the way in with Frank Silvato next hour. Listen to this.
I'm the largest real estate developer in New York. I own buildings all over the place, model agencies, the Miss Universe pageant, jetliners, golf courses, casinos, and private resorts like Mar-a-Lago, one of the most spectacular estates anywhere in the world. But it wasn't always so easy. About 13 years ago, I was seriously in trouble. I was billions of dollars in debt. But I fought back, and I won, big league. I used my brain, I used my negotiating skills, and I worked it all out. Now my company's bigger than it ever was, it's stronger than it ever was, and I'm having more fun than I ever had. I've mastered the art of the deal, and have turned the name Trump into the highest quality brand. And as the master, I want to pass along my knowledge to somebody else. I'm looking for the apprentice.
That was the theme to the 2004 show called The Apprentice, and people are saying that Donald Trump never acknowledged his shortcomings. There it was right there for all those years on The Apprentice. Okay, Kathy.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and...
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.